I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, November 30. Coming up, government to strengthen legislation to protect personal information in cyberspace, Smart City Initiative to be rolled out in 2017, and Jamaica to resume patty exports to Belize. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. The government will be making changes to critical pieces of legislation that will enable a more robust framework in protecting personal information in cyberspace. These include the Data Protection Act, slated to be tabled in Parliament next year, and the establishment of a single regulator for information and communications technology, ICT.
And common sense dictates that those two, if nothing else, must be a priority. And so we will be delivering on those. And we are way advanced. I think that drafting instructions were given as relates to the Data Protection Act. We are still, the consultants are wrapping up as relates to the single ICT regulator. Made a presentation to Cabinet recently. Cabinet still mulling over the single ICT regulator.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. The Data Protection Act will safeguard, in general, the privacy of individuals in relation to personal data, as well as govern the collection, regulation, processing, keeping, use and disclosure of certain information in physical or electronic form. Meanwhile, Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says a Smart City Initiative will be rolled out in the latter part of 2017. The initiative will see technology grids being established for the seamless delivery of services. Minister Wheatley was speaking at the fourth staging of the National Cybersecurity Conference at the regional headquarters of the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus, Tuesday.
Now, as a government, we recognize that we have to embrace technology as well. And as we improve the ways in which citizens do business on the internet, the government has committed to removing the barriers to facilitate use of these fantastic services, especially as it relates to citizens-to-government interactions.
In the meantime, the technology minister is reminding Jamaicans, particularly children, to be vigilant with cybersecurity issues. He says the government has collaborated with several agencies, such as the Jamaica Bankers Association and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, to undertake public education campaigns on cybersecurity. More than 1 million Jamaicans are online. The total number of mobile subscribers grew by 3.9% last year to 3.3 million persons. The government is exploring several measures aimed at enabling more micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to take up Government of Jamaica procurement contracts. State Minister in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favol Williams, says special policy measures will be implemented and expanded to facilitate increased access for MSMEs.
Capacity building through training courses, development, and exposure will also be used to prepare MSMEs not only to satisfy the local consumption demand, but to ensure entry readiness into the global market space.
Ms. Williams was addressing the opening of the 12th Inter-American Network on Government Procurement, INGP, conference at the Montego Bay Convention Center earlier this week. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is working with the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service to incorporate training and other technical support initiatives into a policy for MSMEs. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says Jamaica is to resume export of beef and poultry patties to Belize. The decision follows recent bilateral talks between Minister Samuda and Belize's Minister of State in the Ministry of Economic Development, Petroleum, Investment, Trade and Commerce, Tracy Panton, in Guyana. Minister Samuda says Jamaican exporters were experiencing challenges getting beef and poultry patties into Belize, despite a decision of the CARICOM Council for Trade and Development, COTED, approving the export of Jamaican patties to all CARICOM member states. He says he's pleased with the outcome of the bilateral talks, as Belize remains an export market of interest to Jamaica, adding that the move is a positive step that Jamaican patty manufacturers will welcome and appreciate. Minister Samuda was in Guyana for the 43rd meeting of CARICOM's Council for Trade and Development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.